Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And today's show, we will be discussing, I guess, all the latest in college football realignment. Now, there isn't any news to report as far as any teams moving, at least since last week when, just to review, the Pac-12, or the previous Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, the six members of the Pac-12 decided to leave the conference. Just to review, Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, and Colorado are headed to the Big 12. Oregon and Washington headed to the Big 10. And that was after USC and UCLA declared they would be moving to the Big 10 last year in 2022, followed by Texas and Oklahoma deciding to move to the SEC in 2021, 2 years ago. So as of right now, those 10 programs will be switching conferences, but not this year. It will be next year, and we'll go into some of the changes coming up, not just this year, but the next season as well, later in the show. Four new programs in the Big 12 as of this season: the Houston Cougars, the UCF, Golden Knights, Cincinnati Bearcats, all from the American Athletic Conference, and then the BYU Cougars, who were independent, who've been independent. Previous to that, they were in the Mountain West Conference years ago. So we're going to discuss what the scheduling will be like this season for the 2023 season in the Power Five. Now, to start out, we have the SEC. So as of this season, no new teams coming in this year. There will continue to be 14 teams this season, two divisions, East and West, and each team will play its division opponents seven times, and there will be one crossover Western opponent. Six opponents in the division, and then two opponents from the opposite division, with some traditional rivalries thrown in there. So eight conference games in the SEC. So status quo as of this year at least. Next year we don't know, but we'll discuss that, as I said, later in the show. The Big 12 now has 14 teams. Last season, or actually since 2010, they have not had divisions. So it's been everybody play each other, round robin. Until this year, there's been 10 teams in the conference. Each team has nine conference games. So this year you have 14 teams, and they're each going to play supposedly nine conference games. I haven't seen the exact schedules for every team yet, but that's what's been reported, that the each of the 14 teams will have nine conference games, and that's with the four new teams coming in. And then the top two seeds conference will make the Big 12 championship game. So it'll be interesting, because with 14 teams, you might have a lot of ties as far as tiebreakers go, obviously have more than two teams end up with the same conference record with not all the teams playing each other. So we'll have to wait and see. It could end up with three or four teams. That's happened before in other conferences, because I think the Big Ten had that a few times where they had three or four teams tied and they were only playing eight conference games. So, if not all the teams are playing each other, you could have that. Then over in the ACC, since 2005, the ACC expanded to 12 teams and split into two divisions. They had division play, and the two division winners would meet in the conference championship game. This season will be different. The divisions are gone, and you have, 14 teams, just like the Big 12. Best conference record will two top two seeds in terms of conference wins will meet in the conference championship game. And let's look up how many conference games there are. So there will be eight conference games per team in the ACC. So that, again, that increases the likelihood of ties should there be a tie at the top in the ACC. So you'll have a lot of tiebreakers. You could have a lot of tiebreakers this year. And then over in the Big Ten, that's also 14 teams this season. But the Big Ten has nine conference games. So you'll have – oh, and then they also have scrap divisions. I believe they scrapped the divisions. Let's check here. Last season – no, they did not. Last season they had divisions. This season – it looks like they have divisions again. So, the Big Ten is a status quo as well. And finally, the Pac-12. The Pac-12, they had prior to last season, the Big 12 had two divisions, and the top two division winners met in the championship game. But last season, they removed the divisions and ended up in a just one conference. So, for example, Utah and USC. USC was the top-seeded team in the Pac-12. Utah finished second. So 1 and 2 met in the conference championship game, with Utah winning last season. Previous season in 2021, Utah defeated Oregon, and they were the two division winners. So, just to give you an idea of some of the changes, only for this season so far, the SEC and Big Ten continue to have 14 teams. They each have two divisions, and the winners of each division will meet in their conference championship games. The Big 12 has increased to 14 teams. Top two records or winning percentages in the conference will meet in the championship game. No changes there except for the four additional teams. The ACC, that's where the big changes are. They have 14 teams as well. They've dropped divisions. Top two seeds in the championship game meet. And then in the Pac-12, that status quo from last season, 12 teams, and the top two teams play in their championship game. And then as far as conference games per year, the SEC is at 8. That's status quo. The Big Ten at 9, status quo. Big 12 at 9, status quo. ACC at 8, status quo. And the Pac-12 at 9, status quo. So not too many changes for this season. Now, next season, that's when things will really change, and we don't yet have an idea of what's going to happen. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will talk about not just the changes in the conferences, but what the new playoff season or structure will look like. We'll be right back right after this. All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today we're talking about college football realignment and some of the changes. Some things will remain the same this season, like the number of conference games each conference is playing. There's only four new teams, and then in the Power Five conferences, the four additions to the Big 12. The ACC has dropped divisions, but otherwise it's the same from the previous year. The Pac-12 also was in their second year, will be in their second year without divisions. However, they will play a division schedule, meaning the previous divisions, for example, Utah will play everybody who was in the South once, and then they'll play four teams from the North. So I don't know if that makes sense, but they'll have a division schedule, but there won't be divisions. So the teams with the top two records will meet in the Pac-12 championship game for the second year in a row. So next season in 2024, just to review, Texas and OU moves over to the SEC. That increases the SEC to 16 teams. We don't know yet what the structure is going to be like there. You could have, obviously, you could have 16 teams in one conference, top two teams meet in the championship game. You could have two 18 divisions, division winners meet in the championship game. Or you can have, and I've heard this posed, you can have four-team divisions, almost like a mini NFL. But then you would need you'd either have to have the top two winners play in the championship game, or you would have a semifinal within that. And I don't know if that's how practical that is, because you would need an extra week of play. And then over in the Big Ten, it's also complicated. Next season, USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon join the Big Ten. So the Big Ten is going to have 18 teams. I don't know how they're going to arrange that. If you have a 118-team conference, top two winners meet in the championship game, or you divide it into two 19 divisions, but that's a lot of conference games. If you do that, that would be eight division opponents plus any kind of crossover. You'd only have one crossover against the other division, or you'd have to add another division game, and that doesn't leave much room for any outside the conference. But, I mean, with all the teams, who knows? If you have an 18-team conference, top two seeds, again, you're increasing the chances of having tons of tiebreakers on that. So then that stuff's going to come down to points and points allowed and common opponents, and so that can get – you have an NFL-like tiebreaker at that point. Or you could divide it into three divisions or four divisions, but then you would need, again, an extra round in the conference for the conference championship. So you'd have almost like a conference tournament or semifinals. The ACC, as of right now, is status quo for 2024. They're at 14 teams this year, 14 teams next year. As of now, there's been some talk of some of the teams wanting out and going to another conference, but no news as of yet. There was talk over the weekend about Cal and Stanford going over to the ACC, possibly, but that was voted down. And don't forget, Notre Dame is also, I suppose, an associate member of the conference. They're not officially in the ACC, so you'd have possibly 15 teams. But with talk of Stanford and Cal going there, you'd have an uneven 17 teams, but that did not happen. So right now you have 14, remains at 14, with Notre Dame uncertain whether they'll be a full member anytime soon. The Big 12, with Texas and OU moving out of the SEC, they will drop down to they will drop down to 14 teams at that point. Right, currently they're at where are they at now? They're at next season Utah, Arizona State, and Colorado move over there, with Texas and OU dropping out. So they will be at 16 teams. So they'll have the same number as the SEC and same scenarios, one 16-team conference, one and two, two A-team divisions, three divisions, possibly four-team divisions. But, again, you'll need either to take the top two teams, or you'll need an extra round So, again, it gets more complicated as far as how to decide the championship games. And we're going to get into the playoff schedule coming up to explain some of that. And then finally, the Pac-12, which has a very uncertain future, probably the most uncertain of all the Power Five conferences. They will only have four teams going into 2024 as of right now. Oregon State, Washington State, Stanford, and Cal. They could end up adding teams. They could end up all dropping out and going to different conferences and breaking up, or they could merge possibly. There's been talk of merging with the Mountain West Conference. Don't know how certain that is, given the status of the Pac-12. And the reason I say that is not a slight to the Mountain West, but the Mountain West is not obviously a Power Five conference. So if these remaining four Pac-12 teams drop down to that, are they dropping out of the Power Five? And then there's only four power conferences. Can the Pac-12 stay a Power Five conference with the Mountain West teams? It's very iffy at that point. So we'll have to wait and see if those remaining four teams try to get out, either go independent or try to get to another conference. And we've seen so far the ACC is blocked. The Big Ten isn't looking to add more teams, at least not right now. But we'll see. Now, just a scenario. Suppose the suppose Oregon State and Washington State move over to the Big Ten, or Stanford and Cal. One scenario you could have would be four, five-team divisions in the Big Ten. So you'd have, for example, USC, UCLA, Stanford and Cal, or Oregon, Washington. You'd have, well, I guess you'd have to have six teams, but you could do it that way where you have a Western division within the Big Ten, but that's just speculation at this time. Well, let's get into what the playoff schedule will look like in 24 and 25, and I read this yesterday. It was very interesting because of how it kind of fits around the current college football schedule and NFL schedule at this time. So currently the college football season, you have the Thanksgiving weekend games, which is usually the 13th week past September, sometimes 14th, but usually it's always 13th regardless. So your 14th week was always the first weekend in December. That could be that's the conference championship weekend. So in 2024, you have 12 playoff teams starting that year. So four rounds. Your first round games will be Friday, December 20th, Saturday, December 21st. So your conference championship games will be on December 7th. And then you'll have a week in between of, well, the 14th will be Army-Navy. And traditionally, that third weekend in December is either college football or bowl games. NFL football or bowl games. So we don't know if that'll change anything. But on Friday, for example, the Friday and Saturday first-round games, Friday will be one evening game. Saturday you'll have three games, so triple header. And those will be on-campus games. So you'll have four host teams and four road teams. Then you have your quarterfinals. Quarterfinals will be the following Tuesday, not the Tuesday after the first round games, but it'll be the Tuesday after the following Saturday. So the fourth Saturday, New Year's Eve, you'll have one quarterfinal game, and then on New Year's Day you will have three quarterfinal games. The Fiesta Bowl will be the New Year's Eve game. The Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, and Sugar Bowl will be your New Year's Day games. Then the semifinals will be Thursday, January 9th, so the following, and the January 10th, Thursday and Friday evenings. And that will be, Thursday game will be at the Orange Bowl. Friday will be at the Cotton Bowl, Jerry World. And then finally, your college football national championship game will be held now on the third Monday of the month. Just reading this, it's usually held on the second Monday. This will be on the third Monday, January 20th, 2025, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 2025 season, same thing. You have the third Saturday, third Friday as the first round games on campus. New Year's Eve will be quarterfinals. Thursday, January 1st, quarterfinals. Semifinals will be the 8th and 9th of January, Thursday and Friday. And then the championship game will be on the third Monday on January 19th. Exact kickoff times for each game will be announced later. I sure hope so, because I'm not going to remember all those. So just to read some of the from this article from College Football Playoff, says, we are pleased to be able to announce these games today. This was a few months ago, though, said Bill Hancock, executive director of the College Football Playoff. Appreciate the efforts of all the parties involved in finalizing the schedule. This is a significant step in bringing clarity to the launch of the 12-team playoff in 2024. We still have a lot of work ahead of us, but this is an important milestone along the way. September 2, 2022, CFP Board of Managers voted to expand the current 4-team playoff format into a 12-team beginning the 2026 season, following additional discussions that announced December 1st, 2022, that expanded playoff format will begin the 2024 season. Still, the six teams will be comprised of the six conference champions ranked highest by the selection committee, plus the six highest ranked other teams. The ranking of the teams will continue to be done by a selection committee whose size, composition, and method of selection will remain substantially unchanged from the current arrangement. The four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded 1 through 4, and each will receive a first round bye. The other eight teams will play in the first round with the higher. So, in other words, we have to wrap up in a few minutes, but this explains why a lot of these teams are jumping over to the power conferences, because, well, not just the money and the TV deals, but a conference championship will ensure you get into the playoff. But you're going to have eight. I'm going to assume there's no Pac-12 anymore starting in 24. I'm going to assume that. So you're going to have a mad scramble for those other eight spots in the playoff. And having this conference schedule, Power 5 schedule, gives you the best chance possible. And it's going to give teams like Texas and OU a much better chance at getting in as an at-large in the SEC as opposed to the Big 12. And same with USC, UCLA, et cetera, all the Pac-12 teams jumping. That'll give them a better chance with a Big Ten schedule. Who it's going to cut out, and we can talk about this in a later show, are obviously you'll have less opportunities for the Group of Five and FCS teams to play the Power Five teams, simply because you're going to have more conference games, and you're going to have at least – each team's going to have at least one Power 5 out-of-conference schedule, possibly two. So, again, that hurts. That will hurt the Group of Five and FCS teams because those games help their sports programs tremendously, even though they usually get beat. So what you're going to have is basically a four-conference monopoly starting in 2024, very large conferences. And the selection committee will continue to rate who the playoff teams are. I think it'll be a little bit easier when you only have four teams. It's harder when you only had two. That was the BCS, the computer. And in recent years, we've had four, but now we'll have 12, four automatic, or actually six automatic winners. The Group of Five teams will have at least a theoretical chance if they go undefeated, but as we just mentioned, it's going to be harder for them with less opportunities to play Power 5 or Power 4 teams. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think the concern with this conference realignment will be for the lower schools. Like, essentially, you're going to have the haves and the have-nots. And the power conference teams are, looks like they're almost forming their own league at this time. But on the flip side, you'll have more college football. It won't just abruptly end in the first weekend of December. You'll have a week in between. That's the Army-Navy week. Until the first round games, you'll have teams that can play at home in the playoff game in the first round. So you might see teams with some home field advantages, like possibly some cold weather. Sorry, possibly some cold weather teams hosting at home against warm weather teams. Usually it's the playoff games and championship games are in domes or they're in the warm weather places. It'll be interesting, like if a Big Ten team is hosting a game and it's 20 or degrees or below against, who knows, maybe an SEC or ACC team. And another issue will be how many SEC teams get into the tournament. Hopefully it won't be all of them or the majority of them. What worries me a little bit with this committee is the SEC bias. Not that I have anything against the SEC, but if there's any kind of tiebreaker, they'll lean towards putting an SEC team in, whether they're deserving or not. On the other hand, you got to look at how the SEC has done. They have not been they've been the top conference. When they've had their opportunities, they've won against teams outside the conference. They've even had opponents against each other. Like the last season, the TCU-Georgia game, you could tell that there was a huge talent disparity. I mean, Georgia would have beaten anybody, but the TCU was a very strong team out of the Big 12. Georgia was, I think they defeated them 65-7. The year before, Alabama and Georgia played a relatively closer game. And so the argument is, hey, Alabama would have been a better opponent, but we want to see another all-SEC matchup. I don't know. That's for another debate. We're going to get going here and we'll talk to you next time and give you more updates on this ongoing college football realignment expansion playoff format. Have a good day. Bye-bye.